Yurt. This is the Enigma Self Hours, your boy Enigma Self Timber. Got my man Shaw in the building with the photographer extraordinaire, videographer. I cannot talk. Y'all know I can't talk. My man do videos. How about that? So, you know what I'm saying? We got him in the building. Told y'all I do more than just music, artists, you know what I'm saying? Anybody involved in the culture, you know what I'm saying? I got him in the building. So, glad to have you here, bro.
Good. Thank
you for having
me, though.
No doubt.
Still
at, bro. I see the trumpet. Is the trumpet itself?
No, that's
not
the John shit.
Okay, I was just
he
saying
he can play, but that nigga just sitting on the toilet.
Dang, Don John, but dang, bro. Call you out.
I love you, but you trash on the trumpet. Man. So serious, wondering if you live around. Fun that shit, bro.
I can't. Hey, you know what? I can't even talk smack. They got my guitar. I only know two chords.
And she know your affliction.
Hey, well, yeah, I ain't faking the funk. Ain't acting like a.
You ain't Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, no, nah, hell no. Nah.
No. I'm like, I'm Johnny
Trumpet.
No,
I'm Coltrane. Like, nah, my nigga, nope.
Nah.
Dang.
I know you're
going to start. Start with the mannequins off top. Yeah. Off top. All right. You can make sure we good. Yeah. So, it's off top. Mannequins. All right. Welcome back. This is episode 46 of the Enigma Myself Hour. The podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. So, shout out to my man Joe. My man Pat, y'all can check out their podcast as well, Freedom Train Radio. We got a array of podcasts that's lined up on the website. We'll get into that later. But first, before I get into the business side, I got to give a rest in peace to my homeboy. He lost his life yesterday, my man TJ, a.k.a. Tyrus McKinney. He was a barber over there at Clippers Barbershop on the south side of Tallahassee. He used to cut me up for the past, I think, about 4 years, you know what I'm saying, right before the time my daughter was born or whatever. And he had a son that was about my daughter's age. And up until probably 3-4 months ago, you know what I'm saying, if y'all saw me looking fresh on the YouTube joint, it was because of him. You know what I mean? And tragic event. He got into it with another barber in the building. Somebody that just got hired, but he pulled out, shot my man in front of his kid on some bullshit. They got into it. He pulled out the heat, shot him. Apparently put the gun to the kid head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was wildin', bro. Fuck that nigga. But then when people told him, like, yo, man, chill out. You know what I'm saying? He shot my man TJ again and then dipped out. Then the motherfucker came back to the scene, and that's when the cops got his dumb ass. That's some bullshit, my nigga. So my man TJ left his son behind, left his fiance. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm hurt just because, I mean, one of the best of buzz and those shit, but he's my barber. We talk. And he really got me through a lot as far as, like, becoming a father and giving me, you know what I'm saying, advice, you know what I'm saying, while McKenzie was growing up so far, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I couldn't imagine somebody doing that shit to me and putting her in that predicament and putting her in that pain. So to think about my man's son got to deal with that, it's some bullshit, man, over just senseless. So I ain't finna get into no stop the violence shit, because violence ain't never gonna stop. Niggas been killing niggas since the beginning of the time. That's just gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, just, my thing is just, you know what I'm saying, those who have faith, man, pray for his son, pray for his family, pray for, you know what I'm saying, fiance. Just pray for that man's spirit, man. And you gotta do better. If you yourself, individually, we can't control nobody else, but you yourself, man, make better choices. You know what I'm saying? Now, I said on Facebook, I felt guilty because one of the reasons I stopped going to the shop was because I kind of felt like somebody that can pop off. You know what I'm saying? Not down the shop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Red and Seymour when he ran it. You know what I'm saying? But just had that vibe, bro.
and I just ain't feel comfortable. And I remember feeling like to tell TJ that, I want to tell TJ that, but I didn't. You know what I'm saying? So I feel guilty. You know what I mean? That I ain't tell him, like, bro. You know what I'm saying? Find a new spot or whatever. So, but and then I could have done about it. Nobody can do about it. The senseless act of violence. You gotta chill, and you gotta have more love for each other, man. Love for yourself first of all, and love for your fellow man. So, but yeah, man. That's a piece, my man TJ.
Well, you know, I really feel like the problem is, not in all cases, but I feel like mainly the problem is niggas don't know how to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Because, like, in any situation I've ever been in, it's because somebody didn't know how to, like, respect the other person.
Right.
Like, as a man, as a woman, whatever it is, and, like, shit just escalate and get out of hand. Like, communication is so key. And in our community, I hate saying this, but, like, in our community, you feel like, niggas always have to have, like, this front, like, they are, and, like, they, like, niggas just don't know how to talk to each other, and that's how shit be happening.
Right.
In my opinion, in my experience, and in my other homies' experience, the same for everybody, but, like, we gotta do better, period. Like, period.
Now, I'm with you on that, bro, was like, I'm telling Felicia, those who don't know, Felicia's in the building. We just hit official. I have a girlfriend now. You check the Facebook. Facebook official. But no, I was just telling her some other people, like, I think especially with guys and specifically with black men, I think we confuse self-esteem and machismo. Like you said, we feel like we gotta be hard.
Yeah.
Being hard isn't a sign of self-esteem.
You know what I'm saying? Wrong too.
Dead wrong.
Like,
right.
You just out of pocket.
Right. But it's like if you got confidence in yourself, you got a true self-esteem, you don't got to be a blowfish or below hard. You got to go off and just you got to prove yourself to everybody because you know who you are. But it goes back to having self-esteem. That's why, like, at the end of the day, we got to learn how to love each other, man. Love yourself, and once you can love yourself, then you can love your fellow man. That's when the golden rule comes into play.
Being a fucking blowfish.
Being a fucking fuck nigga. Fuck that nigga. I don't even know that nigga's name. I don't even like using the word nigga, but fuck that nigga, man.
Really?
That nigga? I try not to, but that's a whole nother. Hey, you got this podcast. That's a whole nother discussion. yeah. Right. You two right now. You straight. You get them coins. Yo, speaking of YouTube, yo, y'all go ahead, hit that like, drop a comment, share. Most importantly, hit that subscribe button, that bell. So when we go live, you'll know that we're going live. You can also get in the chat room. This is an interactive podcast, bro. So live, rather than podcast, you can holler back at me. Podcast listeners, you can find the live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. And while you're at it, you can check out my big bro. Big Low, actually, my young bro, because he got a name. Anyway, my bro Big Low page at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop and see about his ill coffee vlog that he dropped every week. So shout out to my man out there in Pensacola. Also, too, you can check out the past 45 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour at freedomtrainradio.com, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and any other podcast holder. Just search the Enigma Self Hour. And make sure you hit that subscribe button on those podcast holders or streaming sites. So whenever it pops up, which pops up every Monday, you can get the podcast and you'll be ready for that. Also, too, yo, still looking for drops. So any artists out there you want to drop, shoot me a drop at my email, enigmaself@gmail.com. It's real short and sweet. MP3 form, and just say, hey, state your name, what you about, and you are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, and I play a drop. So, we'll go ahead, man, get into this first song. It's my man, The Beast, with Hurt Nobody. And this is the...
Actually, I heard that.
Yeah, man.
Being a Beast might have something coming soon, so he is solid, though. I'm going to say, nigga, I caught myself. I'm sure. Work on the nigga.
Oh, you know. True. We said, no, nigga. 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 We can say it now. But anyway, yo, this is the Beef Will Hurt Nobody, Only Make Myself Hours. You got time, baby? If I see it talking to somebody, I'ma have to catch me a body. Can I have a good time? No need to stop the party. She say it's getting late. What time is it? I said hardly. She said, is it a problem? I don't want to tell you. I said probably. She just walked away. Bye bye. Well, I said you know where you can find me. Right here. I've been grinding inside and outside the state. They gon' see I've changed. When I come back from LA, King Dot, I'm humble. Unless it's a Royal Rumble. Woo. These walls might crumble, but I never ever fumble. Word to Bright Gumbo. Okay, wait, no time to procrastinate. Stone Cold with Tony the Tiger to motivate. Hell yeah, I'ma be great. Right. Blow the tray, John I Trey, keep a O. Blow a plate, when I win, watch him hate. This disaster cake, let's celebrate. Up before 8, that's a waking bait. Roach blunt, let it marinate. Jeez. All this smoke, I lost my face. Well. Lost his face, close your eyes, amazing grace. Become real and leave the fake. I prefer the buzz, but enjoy the shake. I love the fuck, but enjoy the fake.
Ain't gonna hurt nobody, no one's round. I just need somebody, when I'm down. Not just anybody. I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. And no one's round. I just need somebody. When I'm down. Not just anybody. I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
She got me going crazy over that good burger. When she not with me, I be feeling sad. When we arguing,
why?
I be feeling bad.
I just don't know. But what I do know,
she's a freak.
So what?
Yeah.
We fuck, tossing one blunt.
She.
I smoke
in.
She suck.
You know it.
This stick.
These nuts.
Pass out,
then,
wake up,
then,
just to do it all over again. She my heart, when we part,
but
I feel like I
ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Nobody,
no one's round.
No,
I just need somebody,
somebody.
When I'm down.
Not
just anybody.
I need you now.
Pick me up.
When
I'm on the ground.
Ain't
gonna hurt
nobody.
And no one's round.
No,
I just need somebody. When I'm down,
not
just
anybody.
I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
I can't win. If I ain't got you, I be feeling like I'm nowhere to play. No, I can't win now. I can't get in, cause I'm too busy worrying about the game.
Ain't gonna hurt
nobody.
And no one's round. I just need
somebody.
When I'm down. Not just anybody.
I need you now. Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
Ain't
gonna hurt nobody. And no one's round. I just need somebody. When I'm down. Not just anybody.
I need you now.
Pick me up.
When I'm on the ground.
Mellow on a beat.
And we're back. This is the Enigma Self. I was your boy Enigma September. That was the Beast with Hurt Nobody. And I played that because my man just dropped his album, Birth of a Beast, on I think all streaming apps. I know it's at least on Tidal because that's where I listen to it. Yeah. So y'all make sure I check that out, man. You know, shout out to the Beast. I think it's like it's a second project in like 2 months because he dropped. He dropped another joint like about 2-3 months ago.
I never checked out any of the Beast's whole projects. I just seen him before. Right. And, like, he got that I don't know, somebody's energy. Like, even if you don't like the song, somebody's energy, you like something about this dude.
Yeah. Actually, this project, I was listening to it, and I'm not a fan, but I'm not a super fan. Like, I don't really follow him. But what is it, Danny Brown from Detroit? It's weird like that.
I completely get what you're saying, because it's so abstract.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. It's not exactly music where you can sit down and you can listen and just flow with it. Like, it's like theatrical. It's like a musical.
Yeah.
Like, you have to pay attention to all the elements, and shit's going to change, so you're not going to bob your head.
Right, right. Yeah, this album is just like that, where he's just like, like, even with the Hurt Nobody track, where it's like, he's singing like some old 80s shit, but he's like all off key or whatever, but it's still kind of, it's still a bop.
It's very like hip hop.
Yeah. Like, the album is like that. It's very eclectic, but not in a, this is too weird for me. You still keep it.
Yeah.
It's still a bop, still a vibe to it, whatever. So
it's still like digestible.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty solid. I gotta sit down and listen to all the tracks for sure.
It's solid words. With the words there, digestible. I'm like, that's exactly why I tried to say it in 50 words. He said it in one. Thank you.
Well, I get this shit from John, bro. John's so clean and quick, because I used to be on John all the time.
Right.
He a rapper, a great poet and shit.
Right.
He just know how to speak. And just like watch him. I always knew how to speak, but like watching him, I'm like, I'm finna take some of that shit.
Yeah, nah, that was
a smooth big nigga. And it makes
Hey, don't hate on the big niggas, my nigga. Come on now.
Man, y'all too cool for me.
It's hard for us to walk around this motherfucker. Chill out.
It's like the confidence with it.
It's like being a white rapper. It's hard. We gotta impress niggas, so we gotta find something to get in what we feel in. Nah, that's like a done job, man. Yeah, he just do his album. Like, you can tell he got like a smooth player talk or whatever. So
what's good, dude? I got people out there.
We're doing the podcast. What's good? Let me see what else we got. That one, the only thing I dropped today. Dropped this week. Migos dropped Stripper Bowl. Just regular Migos shit. I was not impressed. I say one thing I was impressed is the stream of songs, or the streak of songs I've heard them say, Mama!
Yeah.
They did it again. I don't know who's doing it. I don't know if it's Offtake or Offset. Is it Offset? Is it Mama Jones?
Offset, Take Off. I think it's Quavo who did that. I think that's.
I don't think it's Quavo. Cause
I think that's his tag.
That's his?
I think. I don't listen to them, but like from what I remember, that's his tag.
Well, whoever it is, yeah. I it's almost like a thing now. Like, I wait for the Mama.
Yeah.
Get it from my Mama. Mama. So I heard that. I was like, yep. This is a Migos song, but exactly. It was. They dropped a video for it. It's regular Migos shit. I wasn't impressed. Nicki dropped a single and a video for Megatron. Same critique. Regular Nicki shit. Like, not really impressed. It's cool. All right.
Have you ever been a Nicki fan? Or?
I like her verse on Monster. That shit was crazy.
Same fucking thing.
Yeah. My only thing is, my theory is I don't think she write her shit, all her shit. And now I know female shit, not because you're a female, but...
Yeah,
she's
been a mainstream artist.
Not even a mainstream artist. I think Safari was writing her shit. Yeah, and the reason was, like, I gave... When they broke up, when it was told that they had broke up or whatever, I gave her, in my mind, an ultimatum. I was like, if she don't drop an album within a year of them breaking up, he was writing this shit. And it took her four. She went to the whole Meek Mill drama and breakup. Mm-hmm. Try to date Eminem, try to date Nas.
She dated Eminem?
Apparently. It was a rumor. And then after all of that, that's when she decided to drop an album. It was just like, yeah, Safari writing that shit. But even still, I do look at the difference between, even if you're not writing, you perform. Even if she didn't write it, I do think she helped write shit. I don't think she has sat back and let him write everything. But she still killed that shit. She still had her own with Jiggy and Kanye. I've got the same feeling with Kanye. I don't think Kanye writes his shit.
Well, Kanye don't write all this shit.
Right.
The one thing I learned about Kanye is, I learned this from a Saha interview. He was saying, like, the way that the way that Kanye do shit, like, they have team meetings where, like, they are, like, a writers group.
Right.
So, like, one of the examples Saha gave is, like, if, like, the pizza delivery man come in with, like, some Balenciaga shoes, and Ye start rapping about some Balenciaga shoes, like, he's going to give him credit. Like, that type of shit.
Yeah. But I know, I think niggas, I think him, Saha, Pusha, Common, Consequence, all them niggas, you know, sat down and wrote bars, and then Kanye was like, yo, add this, add this, JLC, yeah, all them niggas. So, yeah. Granted, I still consider at least two of Kanye albums classics. So I don't take that away because I know Kanye is a producer more so than a rapper. Definitely, well, shit, three. No, at least two. 808 and Heartbreaks.
For real?
And Heartbreak, yeah. I consider that a classic. And
that shit was.
And College Dropout. Even though, well, no, I think about Graduation.
Hello.
I think College Dropout was a classic in a sense, but there's a lot of flaws in College Dropout. That's what's hard for me to give it a classic tag. Graduation, he was damn near flawless on that shit.
College Dropout was my favorite album in fifth grade. So, like,
oh, shut up. I was like, I was like a senior high in college.
I was in fifth grade, don't know shit about college, and like, I connected with that album.
Yeah.
Like, that was my, like, and that's around the time where I feel like I was old enough to actually have a favorite, like, I was mature enough to have a favorite artist.
Right.
Because my favorite artist used to be, like, Bow Wow.
Right.
And really Snoop Dogg.
Right.
That nigga like dogs and shit.
Right.
No dogs. But, like, what's fifth grade when College Dropout came out, I was like, it's something about this nigga. Like, he dope. And then when I re-listened to College Dropout, when I was a freshman in college, like, everything was full of I was like, I really get it now.
Yeah,
I really get it.
I, like, because personally, like, honestly, I give his first five albums classic tags, if I want to use it loosely, like most people do it. But outside of that, like I said, I don't take the ghostwriting away from that. But if I'm going to rank him as a rapper, I can't do it because I got to...
shit he's written.
Right. So,
at least from what we know, shit.
Right. So let me see what else we got. We gotta keep it moving. That was a good discussion though.
Nigga said, classic. One of my best friends, JF, over here.
What he said?
Went to a Kanye concert.
Yeezus is not a classic. That shit trash.
No, so wait.
I want to piss niggas off.
This nigga went to a Ye concert. He was in the front row, right?
Right.
Ye started rapping to him, looking in his eye. He spit on his nigga face by accident. My nigga started crying, bro.
Yeah. Yo, he started crying because Kanye spit on him, bro?
He started crying. Bro.
Yeah. Yo. Yo, you wildin'. Bro. Nah, yeah, let me just piss everybody, all Kanye fans off. Yeezus is hot fucking garbage. I said it, and I ain't never taking it back.
I don't think Yeezus is hot garbage.
That shit was dumb trash, man.
I don't know. I probably got to listen to it again.
Yeah.
That
songs
I like that.
Yeah, I think that's what. Anyway, we ain't get into that. We talk about Kanye all day. We got other shit. We got more today shit to talk about. Speaking of dope albums, Beanie the Butcher dropped The Plugs I Met. I think it's really an EP. That shit was dope. Lil Nas X finally dropped an EP. The seventh EP. Again, piss niggas off. Everybody pissed off by saying Yeezus was trash. I'm going to say that the 7th EP was all right. It's listenable, and I don't think Lil Nas X is going to be a one-hit wonder.
Neither, I hope not.
Yeah, now I do think Old Town Road is going to be the biggest song he ever make ever.
I hope not, but that's a
problem. I think that type of monster, he's not going to be able to repeat that. But, like, even the second single he came out with, Panini, it was decent. So it's not, what I mean by one hit wonder, I don't think, like, he got lucky. I think he can make songs.
I don't think because I haven't listened to the whole album yet. Yeah. I don't think I heard Panini. I think I just heard a snippet of it.
Right.
But I heard the song, I might be wrong.
Wait,
I heard
Rodeo?
The one he did with Cardi B?
Rodeo.
That's Rodeo. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And, like, the song sounds decent. Like,
I like it until Cardi B verse.
Right. But I think it's... The EP is like a mix of rock and country and the new emo rap shit, or emo electro rap. So imagine Boogie with a Hoodie like trying to do Nirvana covers. And trying to do Nirvana covers on half the songs and then trying to do Garth Brooks covers on the other half.
This might be a bad comparison, but is it something similar to like an Outkast album?
No, hell no. Don't try me.
No, because when I think of Outkast, it's so eclectic, man.
No. But no, imagine, like, he's basically another Trippie Redd, another Hoodie, Ace Hoodie with a Hoodie, Boogie with a Hoodie. Get it right. Sorry, Bronx. That whole, like, emo, auto-tune singing, what's your boy, Juice WRLD. Like, he in that vein.
Okay.
The only difference is if Juice WRLD used 80s electro-pop punk as his bass,
yeah.
Lil Nas X used country and 90s grunge. Like, he literally, like, sampled Kurt Cobain on the Panini track. Yeah, like, Kurt Cobain got writing credit on. So that's literally what it is.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah, it sounds, for me, it sounds good.
That just makes me think of Uzi Vert.
Uzi Vert, Triple X, all them. Yeah, he's in that lane. That's where he's at.
That's cool.
So if you like that shit, you're going to like Lil Nas X.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to that.
I can vibe with it. Now, somebody who is a little bit in that lane, but not really, but dropped a dope album was Golden. Golden didn't have that hit like he had last time with the crew song.
That shit was hard.
But this the whole album Dysphoria is dope all the way across.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I listened to that album today. I had to give him more listens.
Right.
Like disclaimer. But I listened to that album today because I know you said you're gonna talk about the album. And my homies keep telling me to listen to the album because they keep talking about the Tiff freestyle.
Yeah.
That shit's hard, but. Some of the shit it didn't resonate with me. I can understand why other niggas like it though.
Right.
It ain't bad music.
Right.
But like, I was just like, this ain't for me. I like some of that shit though.
Nah, I get that. Cool song. I get that. It's not like, to me, it wasn't like mind blowing. It wasn't like I was just like, oh shit. But taking consideration that he kind of blew up unexpectedly with the crew song.
Yeah.
And that album was dope. Like, it was a sleeper. I think a lot of people slept on that shit.
I should check that out, too.
So, it was kind of like, all right, he got lucky with Crew. It kind of, almost like Lil Nas X. He got lucky with this one song. The album just happened to be tight. All right, cool. Can he do it again? And he did it again. For me, it's like, this album solidified that he'll be here for at least another couple of albums.
I don't know. They got all one on here. I don't even.
Yeah, genre breaking. Yeah. You're probably talking about Lil Nas X. Then also, too, then we're going to get into the next track. We got a lot of shit we got to cover. Hey, this is going to be more than the Nick Mussel hour. It's going to be a Nick Mussel hour and a nickel. Let's see. I ain't going to worry about that. Lil Durk is out on bail. 50 Cent got a star on the Hall of Fame. Oh, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
So, yeah. So, I guess that's why he's trying to collect money, because I guess he got to make payments on the Walk of Fame shit, I guess. Yeah, by the star?
Some shit. Do they have to make any payments for that?
I have no idea.
But they might, though. Do we should be set up?
Yeah, ain't no telling, right. Ain't no telling. But, yeah, I was making a joke. You see, the BET Awards is this Sunday. I don't have cable, so I'd be at Felicia. I don't have a television. Anyone hasn't noticed? There's no TV here. Yeah. Now, granted, don't nobody give a fuck about the awards. I was going to name the nominees, and then realize, who cares? Who cares about who wins what? They had, like, two awards for, like, international artists.
For real?
Because the fuck? What BET is going about international? I ain't know what's going on in Nigeria when I watch BET, my nigga. Oh, shit, this London artist.
I know, they got to worry about it. Africa. I forgot what that shit called.
Yeah, I think
and it's not Afro.
Like Wizkid and them cats out of Nigeria. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
You on the right track for sure.
Yeah,
this is one nigga in my head. I can't say this. I don't know.
But yeah, nah. So it is there, but it's like BET, playing the Color Purple reruns all the time. Like what international artists? They got two. There's two categories for international artists.
I guess representation matters.
It does, but where is it on the network? but it got people performing. I think what's the girl, Regina? Is it Regina Hall? Yeah, Regina Hall will be hosting. She's cool. So I got that. And I guess the main thing before we get into the next track is XXL has dropped the 2019 freshman cover. For the first time in a long time, I'm not completely lost. Actually, no 50% of the goddamn list.
True.
So beforehand, I'd be like, man, who the fuck? Like 2016? I'm like, who the hell are these? I'm on the internet. I'm not that much of an old dude, but
most of the niggas on there right now.
Nah, I know most of them. See, they got Tierra Whack. I know her. Ghana, you know Tierra Whack, bruh.
And she,
what you 24?
Yeah,
bruh. I know this old man know who Tierra Whack is, bro.
The only female artist I listen to constantly that's a rapper right now,
yeah,
consistently is Rhapsody. Like, she in my top five.
That's dope. But it's two more female artists who are dope. First, Tierra Whack, Rico Nasty, who's a girl.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she wild. She wild.
She like City Girl wild?
No. No. She just wild, bro. She got her own style. Rico Nasty is a wild girl, but I vibe with her because she got, like, her and Tierra Whack, they got their own, like, they own style, like, if not, no City Girl shit, like, but she still, she raunchy, but not like, I'm a scam nigga, she like, I slap you in the face, and then, like, matter of fact, nigga, I don't even want to fuck you, like, you don't even exist.
I made me think of Shonda, bro.
Like, but, yeah, a little bit, yeah, she got hard ass, but she's not like a thug, not even a thug hard ass, like, no, fuck, like, punk rap, punk feminist rap, like, fuck y'all niggas, I got a clique. And your bitch will probably suck my clit before she suck your dick, you fucking faggot ass nigga. Like, that's Rico Nasty. And I fuck with it. Right, exactly. So you got Tierra Whack, you got Gunna, Rico Nasty, Megan Thee Stallion, YBN Cordae, who I really think that he going to be that next nigga. He going to be like the next J. Cole. Yeah. And you got DaBaby. Blueface is on there, which he trash. Fuck that. I ain't with that whole... Oh, he rap off beat. It's eclectic. That nigga trash. Fuck y'all. That nigga trash, dog.
I don't like his music, but I like him as an individual, as an internet personality.
I'm like
that nigga person.
Yeah. If that's the case, all right. But his music, is it being a rapper? Nah.
And I'm listening to Sugar Free and shit.
Sugar Free, yeah. That's just pimping on.
Yeah, and like, all quote unquote offbeat rapping is unfamiliar to me.
Yeah.
Blueface is offbeat. I can't lie. But
yeah.
He's offbeat.
I don't know. I can't. Nah. She, at least she was free. She talking some real street true shit. I don't know what Blueface talking about.
He be offbeat, onbeat. Like, he rap to a high hat.
And then, nigga, I grew up around fucking Silk the Shocker. I'm good. E-40, Sugar Free, we good with them. E-40. Fucking Blueface and Silk the Shocker, go jump in the lake. Anyway, you got Roddy Ricch, Lil Mosey, YK, Orisis? Osiris.
I think that's Mousy.
Lil Mousy, you're right. I don't know these niggas. That's why I'm naming them now. And this nigga got like a fucking 26-letter name. Comethazine?
Comethazine. I know that name. I never listened to his music.
He
probably wrong. I don't know.
He might be. Nah, I know the YK Osiris. I think he do R&B shit. I just happened to find his film title.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I seen him on Genius.
Yeah, so I know you do like R&B shit. What you sound like? I want like this nigga can't sing.
He got a nice voice. I don't listen to his music. I don't think I know any of it, but I saw him on Genius today.
Yeah, so Roddy Ricch, I don't know who the fuck that is. Lil Mousy, I don't know who the fuck that
Roddy?
Is. Nah,
fuck Roddy. Roddy, well no, you know one of his songs. Damn, what's Roddy's song? Do you know one of Roddy's songs? I can't think of it. Damn, that just fucked me up.
Well, we'll think about it when we get back.
That shit killing.
Yeah, you got
it. Y'all know this song. Yeah. I can't
Okay.
It is a big song.
Yeah.
Right. He did Racks in the Middle with Nipsey. I don't know if you heard Racks in the Middle.
Wait, was he still in the singing part?
Die Young.
But he did the singing part?
Was
He sounded like fucking like Young Thug?
Yeah.
Okay. I know who that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's
okay.
Solid.
All right. See, that was super easy. Bail the inconvenience. You got it. So, yo, we're going to get to the next track.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. I got my man Big Skinny. Let me get my man Big Skinny with Conception.
Shut up.
And then we're going to come back. My man Shaw, visual dope dealer. And this is what we're doing. This is the Enigma Self Hour. We got time, baby.
Share with you one time. Times of feeling it, I don't be surprised if you may find. Swallow my dinner piece. I only hate peers who carry knives in my vicinity. Or whatever caliber asking for my identity. Give your middle fingers out of the sky, you feeling me? Take that hand, reach in your pocket, pull out that ring. Set that bitch on fire, breathing in a simple chemistry. Watch you watching you, the closest that might be your enemy. My long term goal is to blow it, set a light to smithereens. Your brother tapping my line, nervous and screams. Just a friendly game of heart, I'm a tailor the victory. Right as sweet as diabetes, and it's kidding me. Prick my finger with resilience, restored energy. Just a jazz and soul, looking for something equivalent. Fuck a dynasty of outer special delivery. Yeah. When I go down, let the funky emotion shit like she won't be. She ain't too. That's nothing but love, homie. So when I go to my woman, I want no one but only you. Shit, I'm just being honest. Play it, play on, scoring flown it. But make sure when you dump it, keep it true. And if something grows in the garden, make sure you tend to it often. And let's run the system on by 2. Better take care of them babies, stop playing. Either keep it real or keep it moving, stop faking. Either show some love or mind your business, stop hating. But it's whatever, cause Sarah, them fellas get it together sooner or later, fuck them. I'm celebrating, cheers to the generation of the future. Righteous money making shooters, I'll add my contribution. Ski, hallelujah for sure.
right. We back. This is the Make Myself Hour. That was my man Bit Skinny with Conception. But yeah, go ahead and say what you were gonna say, bro. You saying about your talent,
Tallahassee? I just think it's a lot of talent in Tallahassee. Niggas just having a problem marketing themselves. So.
Right.
I'm like, not everybody gonna be a star, but everybody got their lane.
Right.
Like, you don't gotta be Drake. You could be Currency, and Currency in my top five.
Yeah.
You know, Big Crit. Like, you can have your own lane. Even Tech N9ne. Who the fuck listen to Tech N9ne? Tech N9ne is allegedly the biggest touring rap artist.
Right.
So.
Russ, who else? One of them niggas. Like, Logic, all them niggas that, like,
true.
You really don't hear a lot about them niggas, but they sell in our stadiums because, like you said, they got their lane or whatever.
Yeah.
So, but. Get to it. I got my man Shaw in the building. He's a photographer. I'm saying that because I can say photographer. He's a videographer.
Yeah.
He made videos. Actually, we're going to play a couple tracks. One of the songs I'm going to play is my man Rotoro, Fly Shit. He directed that joint. He directed some of his other stuff as well. So, yeah, just happy on the show, bro. Just let people know that it's not just. You know what I'm saying? Just being a rapper or being a producer, you know what I'm saying? And like we had mentioned before, I had Chachi on the joint or whatever. She also do like photography or whatever. So I just want to know, like, just based off top, like, what got you into picking up the camera, man?
Damn. I don't know. Well, shit, in high school, like, I used to be in, like, tech programs and shit. I always been into, like, graphic design and editing and shit. Like, I was just in those programs in high school. And then later down the line, probably about 4 years ago, one of my homies, Levy, he started a cooking channel. And, like, he wanted to start a cooking channel. And he was talking to me. He's like, hey, bro, you know somebody who could, like, edit videos and shit? I was like, shit, I used to do that in high school, nigga.
Right.
And that's all I was saying to him. And I was trying to, like, give him game plans and be like, hey, you should do it because that nigga can really cook. He dope. And what happened? We ran into somebody who does videography. He did videography at that time. And I was like, hey, you can link with him. And then the homie, that nigga was chopping it up to my homie, Levy. And he's like, yeah, bro, I'll shoot your videos and shit. And Levy was talking to this nigga. He's like, no, I'm going to have my man Shaw do it. And I was like, nigga, what? So I fucked around, bought a camera, and we just got shit cracking. I fell in love with it, bro.
Oh, that's dope.
I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, I'm actually decent. And I look back at it now, it's trash. Like,
that's everybody, right?
It's trash. Bro. I ain't gonna lie. Even some shit I put out now, I just be like, because I'm hard on myself.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody should be if you want to get better.
Right.
And, like, you just look at certain shit, like, I shouldn't have edited that part.
Right.
Or I should, like, we should have held on to that or reshot that, but. That's basically how it happened. I just fell in love with telling stories because, like, I know how to do it, at least from my perspective. Shit, I feel like I could convey a message visually, and, like, I'm good at it, in my opinion.
How long have you been at it?
It's been 4 to 5 years now.
That's dope.
Something like that. But since I started taking it seriously, maybe, like, a year and a half, when I started looking at my shit, and I was like, oh, like, I'm actually getting better,
right.
And I'm actually, like, learning shit, and, like, I'm having fun with it. So I've just been running at it, like, full throttle.
So I got to do this because, like I told y'all, my girl here, and she's a photographer, and I ran into my man, Stan the Man, Captain Stan, and they started popping off, and they were just like, what kind of camera you work with? And they just got into the photography nerd mode. I'm just sitting there looking like an idiot. Like, I do rap. I rap. So what camera did you start off with? And then, like, what camera are you working with now?
I started with a Nikon 3300. Nikon 3300. What you start with? The cool, like a point and shoot?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she got to be on the mic.
So I started off in high school doing photography.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that was back when you had, like, the dark rooms and you had to develop your film and all of that. So I started there.
Yeah.
And then once I got into college, then I started picking up the Nikon 360.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, I don't really like Nikon. Mm-hmm. So then I switched over to Canon. And so right now I have a Canon 80D. And I'm really trying to get a Mark IV, but it's like $4,000.
I ain't got no $4,000.
What?
Christmas.
What, huh?
You got time.
I ain't got money. I told y'all about this cash out. Y'all see what I'm dealing with? I got McKenzie and Felicia now.
But nah, like you, just constantly trying to perfect my craft, and I know that, you know, over time, just kind of getting better equipment to perfect it.
Yeah.
But, and surrounding myself with people who can help me perfect myself. Yeah. Yeah.
You're
people listening too. One thing you definitely shouldn't get caught up with, which I almost got caught up with, you probably did too, is in buying new equipment when it come out. Just because it came out and like niggas is like, this is the freshest shit, you can't do that. Like
right.
it don't work like that. Like work with what you got. It'll
right.
be solid.
So what camera are you working with now?
I got A6500. So a Sony A6500.
Okay.
So it's a solid camera. Like it is. I don't know, because, like, different – basically, the way I look at it is, like, we at an age where, like, all these – I prefer mirrorless cameras.
Okay.
Like, we at an age where, like, all these mirrorless cameras damn near shoot the same. Like, you can't really tell the major difference between it anyway. So, long as you can do what you got to do with it, then you solid, in my opinion.
Right.
Shit. Outside of that, don't really worry about it.
But
the shit I really want right now, I'm trying to work on my first cinema camera.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit, I want to sell my car for that shit. Like, I want it. Like, you feel me? But that shit is going to be in the 12,000s type shit. So, it get up there. And that's not even including all the lenses. And I'm like,
I heard, like, my man said, like, what, 7G for a lens?
Yeah,
they get dumb expensive for no reason. It's just based on the fact of what you can do with them.
Like, you get, like, long distance shots and.
No. Not even that. What I mean by like the type of projects you could get with it.
Okay.
So like if you buy something at that price point, I think I'm pretty sure that these companies are looking at it like, yeah, we could sell this for this point because these people are gonna
flip it.
Yeah, and like I'm pretty sure a lot of them are shooters themselves if they like high aspirations of it. So like they just think about how they would move about it and like what they should probably price it at, what the market look like. But that shit is ridiculous, in my opinion. It's way too expensive.
Man, I'm all for the market talk. This is what I do the podcast for. I just want to know what's good. How do you get your clients in regards to like the videos and stuff? Like how do you even pop off?
Word of mouth and doing dope work.
Word.
Just like staying consistent and like doing shit like. Because I remember like when I first started, my portfolio is my Instagram. That's what I had to learn. Because I used to just put shit up on there. And like,
somebody else didn't need to start an Instagram, but they didn't.
I have my Facebook business page, but I don't
know. That's solid. I think you should use Instagram because I feel like Instagram is the – I'm probably wrong, but I feel like Instagram is the best place to market yourself in this society right now.
Right.
And I really haven't had the advertised success. I get a lot of word of mouth.
Oh, then you saw it.
I feel like just naturally the people who come to me are the ones that I need to work with.
Yeah.
But I do want to get Instagram.
Make her make one tonight.
I'm trying to chill because I don't want too much drama. I don't want to look at my likes. Like, oh, that's what you like. That's what you vibing with. Like, look, baby, I'm just that's an old friend of mine.
Giving them kind of
stuff. So, man, kidding me. All right, so that was good. That was okay. We back. I hope we back.
Look like it.
And I tried to. So I know you work with my man with Thoreau. Y'all dropped the project. What videos and how many videos have y'all done so far?
Not too many. We did, I think, 3 videos together now. So I shot Get Fly. That's out right now. So y'all should go check that out. It's a dope song. Cool vibe. I shot the joint. I don't remember the name of that shit. One It All. I shot One It All. We did that shit in the middle of Game Street, nigga. What are they talking about? we did, shit. Oh, I just shot his radio performance.
Right. Got me looking crazy, all cartoonists and shit. I remember that.
That shit was a slow time.
Nah, it was dope. It was dope shit. I was just happy to see myself in the goddamn in the video. So
It was cool, too. That nigga Roll is nice, bro. He in his pocket, bro. I be talking to him. It makes me mad because I'm like, you can rap up for how long, nigga?
Right.
Like, somebody got to hear you.
Right.
Because you solid, bro.
No,
there's so many niggas.
Man. Yeah, he and that's the thing about it too is like he got a pocket. That's what's dope. He got a pocket. You know how to stay into it. Cause I remember we had performed one time, and he got a little bop. So I started doing the bop with him. I was like, oh shit, this shit worked, my nigga. Like I'm just riding. You know what I'm saying? Right, a good little groove, bro. So, but yeah. So, matter of fact, speaking of, we're gonna go ahead, man, and get into his track, and then we're gonna come back and see what you got planned for the future. So, let me make sure.
And go check out his project too. It's another project. Tales from a Kingpin Part 2.
Word.
It's up on iTunes. Got it on Tidal. All that shit. Most likely.
Yeah, pretty much any streaming. Service that you want to get it, you can get it, but you're going to get it here now. So we're going to hit you with Fly Shit featuring One Wheel and then Take It There. And then we're going to come back. My man Shaw, the visual dope dealer, and your boy Nick Marcel. And this is the Nick Marcel Hour. You got time, baby.
Shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prego jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prego jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. I've been getting fresh before the age of 5. First pair of J's was the Jordan 5s. Swaggy like I'm dropping 3s behind the line. Be one of the illest spitting line for line. Dance stocks all through the shoe collection of mine. Yes, bring sir. Them out on occasion, every blue moon revived. Authentics never knock off, that shit there's a crime. That I never could commit in this lifetime of mine. I swear I struggle to keep up in need of a lifeline. I just chuckle at them chumps while I light up my line. I don't keep up with the Joneses, that ain't part of my vibe. You can be designed down and still the lamest alive. You can make a fool out yourself because of your pride. I don't really stress about it if I can't even buy it. And if I got the duckers, might say fuck it, go ahead and cop it. See this get fly shit's in my blood, I can't stop it. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prego jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door.
Yeah.
Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prego jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping.
Really just got fly for the corner store vibe. Tommy slides for the ride. Nigga, I'm just doing that while keeping it clean and keeping it G. Walked in the Julio and they already know what I need. He asked me 2 or 3, don't even want the tax. Damn near got it for free. Tucked them in the fly duffel in the back of the whip pack, just in case I wanna switch my fit like Clark Kent for a rather suave event. It came with a scent that I'm wearing, she wanna whiff. Exclusive gift on my department store shit. I might as well change my kicks. Now I'm stick shifting on the cloud before they even touch the ground. Man, this fly shit that we living. Peppermints and lemons on the table after dinner. Young food critics in my compliments to the chef, cause the steak was tender. Homemade bib, keep my tea safe from the drippin'.
Yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prego jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Man, this get fly shit, yeah, that's all I know. Peppermint fresh when I walk out the door. Spin mint clean when I be on the scene. Prego jar lid missing, got that sauce dripping. Big Dipper, call me Big Dipper. Shine like a constellation, hard on these niggas. Thorough, get it poppin', pin like a hair trigger. Stepping on the competition, neck like a Sigma. High pleasure, never be a wax spitter. On time, every time with lyrics I deliver. Deliver that real, do that shit with no dilemma. Deliberately thrash, trash rappers all winter. All summer, year round. Ringling brother status, these clowns get shut down. Them
suckers ain't no hitters. Keep swinging and striking out. Me, I'm silver slugging with beats. I knock them out. Savage found my cash. Need them M's in my bank account. Stack it till my bank account equals the bank's amount. Just start my own bank. Black business is what it's about. Not banking on no luck. Handling business is what I'm about. Like slinging newspapers. I'm working this paper route. Need my pocket stuffy. That paper not running out. Really taking action. I'm merely running my mouth. Time you can't recoup it. And I ain't wasting it now. Cause desire's a monster. I'm ready to take off like a rocket launcher. Yeah, see, success is a challenge, and I cannot rest until that challenge conquered. Yeah, it's a must I go in, it's a must I go in. I go in, I go bonkers. Yeah, control rage, still a raging bull. No bullshitting, that's how I choose to make my move. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there. Make it there. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there. Still, you gotta live your life how you wanna live. Can't let your hope get overcome by all your fears. It's brave to be yourself, not to copy peers. Some tend to walk and talk like they got puppeteers. I'm walking my own path, ain't no puppet here. And here are my intentions if they're not clear yet. I'ma take it there, yeah, I'ma make it there. Make it there.
All right, we back. This is the Evening With Steph Hours. Here with my man Sean, the visual dope dealer. That was Rothoro with One Will with Fly Shit. And then Rothoro with Take It There. Two videos that he got out. That my man Sean is responsible for the visuals. You know what I'm saying? So we was talking about off the mic about just building content, you know what I'm saying, and what we, you know, aspire to do or whatever. So what are some of the things that you see yourself getting into, you know what I'm saying, the next 6 month, year, 5 years? Like, what's your immediate plans, and possibly long term plans?
Immediate plans right now for sure. Me and the homies, we have put a team together. Because you know, I must just say the visual belt.
Right.
So I got a production company, and I realized, like, I need a team. Like, I need niggas to work with. So I'm working with Nemo, and I'm working with T. Porter, and they two solid dudes. And right now, I really fuck with them. They solid dudes. And, like, we working on some shit right now.
Okay.
And I'm excited. We finna be in production in the next month, the next upcoming month, and we gonna be in production for about 2 months. But y'all gonna see this. What's up with that?
So can't let us know.
I don't want to let nobody know. I don't want nobody to take the idea.
It's like exclusive, bro. Let's talk.
I mean, even if they did take the idea, I know they're not going to be able to do it the way we're going to do it.
Right. That's how I feel about shit. Like, I'm like, hey, y'all can't execute, so.
I don't feel like nobody's going to do it right, unless you like Vice.
Right, yeah.
That's it, because like this, what we're going to do is going to be real dope for real.
Hey, this, baby, T-Porter, remember when we went to the park? And do a second pictures out there. That's who T Porter is.
That's the homie.
Yeah. All right, so you got that. You got the production company.
Yeah,
you know, I got that little secret project in the works.
Mike,
bro. That's not Nemo. Nemo be in the he be in the joint. He be in Don John joint.
Nemo just pulled up too. He on the live.
Nemo, what up, bro?
Yeah, Nemo.
Okay, so you got that. What about the long term? What do you see yourself? What's the somewhat of the end? I know, you know what I'm saying, the sky's the limit, but where would you be at when you feel like I don't made some shit?
I don't know, dog.
Right.
Like, I want to do so much, and I know I'm not going to be able to do all of it.
Right.
But it's going to be never-ending for me. Like, I know one place I – well, there's two places I want to be. I either want to be in L.A. or in New York, preferably L.A. And, like, I want all my production company to do something.
Right.
Like, for real. Like, because I know I got the talent, and, like, I run into people with the talent. And I'm like, bro, like, as long as we apply ourselves,
right,
we going to be solid, bro. Like, right, we going to make something happen. Nobody can stop that. You can't, especially because now, like, there's platforms like YouTube. Unless YouTube and Instagram don't let us post shit, we ain't going to be shit.
Right.
But as long as that shit's here, I don't need to be hired by nobody.
Right.
Like, I don't right, like... No disrespect. I love to partner with other companies and shit.
Right.
But like, it's like I don't need to if that don't ever come to the table. None of us do. Like, we can all make some shit crack.
Right. Yes. Right. No, I didn't realize I was saying right. And me and Felicia was like watching the red table talk. It was like they all say right and you're like, right. Yes, therapy. Yes, yes.
But as far as like a production company, like what kind of what type of media, what type of content that people can expect, or what kind of content you want to put out?
For me personally, that's gonna be like my personal content.
Yeah,
I definitely want to start getting back into making short films.
Okay,
and like the short films we're gonna make are gonna be. It's going to be fun, bro.
Right.
Like everything we make is going to be fun. I'm going to give you that nostalgic feel. Like, I grew up off Girlfriends and Everybody Hate Chris and
right,
Martin and Freshman. I'm going to give you that feel as much as possible.
Right.
Like, and I know that I can do it. So, like, anything we set our minds to, we gonna get it cracking for real, bro.
Yeah. You got me in the mind of, I remember when I got into the Vines and shit,
mm-hmm,
and, like, how them cats. Especially the cats like King, I think it was in LA, but like King Bach, the King Batch, and you know, like all them cats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was some funny shit,
mm-hmm,
but then I really started looking at it like, yo, they producing content and they putting these shit together. They got
quality content.
Right, right.
It's a quality content.
So that's what the vibe we're getting right now. Not saying necessarily doing what they did,
mm-hmm,
but I'm just seeing young cats coming together. Putting that content together, you know what I'm saying? The thing that shit can pop off here, you know, I know eventually, you know what I'm saying, we'll have to grow, but.
Yeah. And I like
that.
Yeah. I like that. We all got to move out.
I might do some shit to think about. It's like, I mean, not to put that on you or y'all or whatever, but yeah, I think maybe Tallahassee to think about, like, yo, what can we do to make it? I mean, yeah, FSU Films school over there, so like, what can they do to make shit, you know what I'm saying, accessible?
Together,
yeah.
I promise you, we got plans. Let's
yeah,
go put some shit together. Even if not everybody's fun with it, we're going to get niggas like you, niggas
yeah,
like Thurl, niggas like CK,
right,
the niggas who look like we see we got talent and like really care about what we're doing, we're going to put something together.
I'm with it, bro.
We're going to be looked at.
Like, hey, I'm with it. Let me know. So speaking of letting people know, how can people interested in your services, how can they get in contact with you?
I do most of my business off Instagram. So if you I'm looking at here like there's a camera.
I know, goddamn. I can't say YouTube, man.
I do mostly everything on Instagram right now. So just follow me at the Visual Dope Dealer. I'm responding as soon as possible. Please don't come to me talking about you want me to do something for free. I can't.
No,
do it.
Exactly.
I can't do it. I'm so sorry. I'm too broke. If I for real, if I had the time and I'm passionate about your project, because I only take on projects I'm passionate about, period.
Right.
Like, if I'm passionate about your project and shit, if I had the time, I would definitely do it for free because I really like doing this shit, but I got to eat.
Man, they doing shit for free. I'm putting it out right now. Don't do it. Only thing you get for free at this point, is this damn podcast. Other than that, nah. Got your duckies ready. Have a budget. Straight up. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be. Maybe he'll work with you. You know, hey, man, I got about $150, man. Let's see what we can do. And he can put your price out there. So don't take that as a price. This Enigma stuff talking. This ain't my man Shaw. And we come, hey, you said $150. No, that may not be his price, my nigga. First of all, we ain't going to do that. But maybe If you go to my man with some money, he can work with you and y'all can do whatever. But don't come in there with no empty pocket. Don't do that to no producers. Don't do that to no DJs. Don't do that to anybody, my nigga.
Nobody.
Please.
Niggas always trying to bargain, dog.
Bargain system. You got shit to bargain with.
I can't bargain with my the niggas I pay rent to, nigga.
Right.
I hear that, huh?
I got a favor for my own rent. You pay, I pay my rent for that? What's good?
Nah, man.
Hell.
I can't do it, dog. I would if I could. I ain't gonna lie.
We already talked about how expensive these cameras are, so. And that's what we were talking about. You and Mark was talking about that time we was in the station. You was saying, realize you're not paying for, or you're not charging people for.
Oh, yeah. At first, I wasn't even charging niggas to use my equipment.
Yeah.
I'm fucking up.
Right.
But that's based off of learning from niggas in Tallahassee who don't know what they're doing. And that's anywhere. I ain't shitting on niggas in Tallahassee. You could be in Oklahoma, Kansas City, nigga.
Right.
Like, it's just niggas who don't know exactly what they're doing.
Right.
And, like, learning from them, like, I'm learning bad habits. You got to learn. All the photographers and videographers out here, if you worth it, only if you worth it. If you starting, you got to do some free shit. I have to do free shit. Even moving forward, I might have to do some free shit. Like, yeah, like you got to do some free shit. And but make sure like if you worth it, make sure you charging right because you're gonna fuck up the market for everybody.
That hell, that's the fuck up the market for rappers. Honestly, it's like when people start thinking, oh, I just put out mixtapes because that'll blow me up. We took a lot of value from the music, so people think the music's supposed to be free now.
Yeah, that shit's disappointing because that shit definitely fucks up the money.
Exactly,
it fuck up everybody money.
At the end of the day, man, we artists, but we got to eat. We ain't artists. We artists fans, my nigga. Like, shout out artists to Pete. Like, we got to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, but we're going to go ahead, man, wrap this thing up. Man, again, I appreciate you being here, bro.
Appreciate
you know what I'm saying?
You,
appreciate your time. Actually, those who, if you listen to the podcast regularly, you know last week I was promoting Time is Money, straight up. I have promoting Dr. Lisa. She had an issue or whatever. She can't make it, but she'll be here next week. So, and Shaw, my man, Shaw is supposed to be on next week. So we just have to flip it so that my man making himself available to do this or whatever. So y'all make sure y'all hit him up. At least, you know what I'm saying, to admire his art. And, you know what I'm saying, if you want to get down. Holler at my man.
Trying to collaborate.
Word.
I like making dope shit when I had the time to.
Right.
I'm mad at it.
So y'all go ahead and do that. Let's see. Other than that, like I said, Dr. Lisa will be here next week. Also, too, we got the Hip Hop Showcase. That will be on the 29th, June 29th at the Junction on Monroe. I'll be hosting, you know what I mean? So if y'all want to come out, it's a free event. So, hey, it's your boy, Skinny Dick. Yo, just come out, have fun. Now, spend some money at the bar. You do that, but it's a free event, man. So y'all come and vibe with us. Again, it'll be June 29th, sorry, at 9 p.m. Dr. Lisa will be here on the 28th to talk about it and talk about, you know, her hip-hop sociology and all other stuff. Other than that, again, RIP to my man TJ. Man, it's just sad, bro. So, yeah, that's all I got. Y'all have a good week. Y'all let me know about the BET Awards. Make sure to hit me up. You can hit me up on Twitter at EnigmaSelp9 or Facebook, Facebook.com/EnigmaSelp. And let me know what you think about the BET Awards, what you think about the freshman class XXL. And that's it. Get the fuck up out of here. This is the oh, before I tell that, I forgot. Let me tell you one more song. This is summertime, officially summer today. So I'm going to hit y'all with this Fly Summer, my man Eric Days, and then we out of here. This is the Enigma Myself Hour. You got time, baby.
Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Scott Thrill made it a fly summer. Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Fly summer, a fly summer. I turned the summer up. I told the winter, pump your brakes. I'm trying to show that I'm slimming up. Plenty tanks in my collection. far as the lyrics, I be ranking with the best of them. Yeah, I can see me in Pasadena, driving the Alpina, finally cracking the Zenith. Yeah, but I'm FLA for life, and I was born twice, so me and God got no gripes. Yeah, I've been here for 8 summers. The music in this is something you can't take from us. We not the same, cause I'm built for the pressure. Meanwhile, you wilt under pressure. Don't ever act like I'm not a budding star. Misunderstood, I'm complex like Nadeska. But it really was my destiny. In class, I used to beat the desk up. Caught hell like felonies. Still identified with all the gifted within the general population. I'm such a misfit. Salute the Marty and Fern. All of my records get played until the party adjourns. Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Scott Thrill made it a fly summer. Fly summer, a fly summer. I'ma live trail and I'ma die 100. Fly summer, a fly summer. Yeah, fly summer, a fly summer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Days. Stomali.